So the weather in Cairo seems to be getting hot again. We've had an amazing 4 days of really good weather, excellent temperatures, cool winds, the sun wasn't too harsh, which was kind of weird. And kind of sudden. Cairo's been relatively empty, of course. Most people have left the city to go to Alexandria and other Egyptian tourist locations, or usually by the seaside, to enjoy the last days of summer after Ramadan. And for those of us who very prudently chose to remain in Cairo, we got to enjoy Cairo like I've never seen it, except maybe early Friday morning. So yeah, that was good. Anyways, today's podcast is going to be about magic systems, and let me go straight into that. I've come across different magic systems from books and different games that I've played, and I'll just list a couple of them that, to me, summarize maybe the majority of general systems that authors and game designers use. Of course, one of the most famous is the one used by AD&D, Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. Where you have words of power, basically, when you cast a spell, you use words that control the raw material of magic in the AD&D world of Forgotten Realm. This raw material is called the weave, and you also have material components, basically things like, I don't know, like everyday material things. They could be anything from a glass rod to a piece of sulfur to an aluminum spoon, whatever. And these components are used as conduits for shaping the magic into what one wishes, a spell, basically. And new spells, of course, can be researched by those who are willing to give up their time and effort. There's also wand magic of cartoons and children's tales. Wand magic has never been really, really explained, as far as I've experienced. And obviously it involves the use of wands, and the wands are used to give you the desired effect. Basically, you need the wand to cast a spell. Sometimes the wands are special. I mean, there are always these little twists. Like in Harry Potter, for example, different wands give you more power, and sometimes they're not, and sometimes there are other little twists that, that have to be observed. And the same holds true for the wizards who use magic in Lord of the Rings. Basically, their staves are conduits for magic. There's also the magic that seems to be exerted by will alone, like sorcerers and AD&D, and if you can call the powers for characters in the Heroes series magic. Some of them seem like magic to me. That would seem like that. For you don't need to move your fingers around. You don't need to use a wand. You don't need to say something special or. Sometimes you do need to be holding something, but whatever. The point is, it's just exerted by will. You want it happens. There's also one of the major differences, I think, in how magic is portrayed is how sometimes, there's no magical effect. You could point a wand at something and it would fly or burst into fire or whatever. Lord of the Rings, as portrayed by the movies, had that. I felt like the only power they had from the movie was telekinesis. Of course, I know they have more powers than that, but that was, the Saruman Gandalf battle was basically all about that. Dungeons and Dragons, of course, is very rich in details. It's all about the effects, even though a proper movie has not been made of, based on Dungeons and Dragons. And the most interesting magic system that I've come across was that used by the Deathgate Cycle series. Written by Margaret Weiss and Tracy Hickman, who also wrote Dragonlance, which is based on Dungeons and Dragons. And in the Deathgate Cycle, there are two groups of magic users, the Patchens and Sartans, and they alternately use sigil tattoos and song and dance to cast their magic. We're also told that when they fight each other, their battles are based on probability. Though it's explained in one of the books, the explanation itself was, to me, somewhat mystical and a bit lacking. I expected a little bit more. So why did I bring up magic today? Well, basically, I've been working on trying to write a story, a novel. I've been dreaming about writing a story for a very long time, and seeing that I'm an avid reader of sci-fi and fantasy books, I feel that any novel I write would have to include a setting which uses one of the two, but I choose to use both, since